Overall, as you say, not enough wanting to get on the football. People went hiding. It's not the first time. As I've just said in there, to them now, and I'm not over exaggerating, you've got to be replaced. Certain people have got to be replaced because, and I'm not going over the top in any way. This is my job. They'll go and find another team tomorrow. I'm not prepared to put my neck on the line for them sort of performances. And ultimately, the buck stops with me. I know that, I'll be the one getting criticised, rightly. I put that team on the pitch. But if I'm going to take the criticism, I'm going to take the criticism for the right reasons. And my sides have never, ever lacked effort. And certain individuals out there today lacked effort.
Have you got any players in mind you'd like to bring in?
Yeah, we've got a number of players in mind. As I was saying, just talking before the game, difficult because I know it's Chester and it's a fantastic stadium. The fan base is tremendous and the club is really, really on the up. Problem we have is that lads to come and play, the lads that we need, it's not good bringing lads in that are similar to what we've got. The lads that we need are playing in the Conference North of the Conference. Now, lads who are 23, 20, up to 27 aren't going to want to drop out the Conference. Or the Conference North to drop two divisions. Not the case it's Chester, they'd love to play for Chester. I mean, I've had conversations with lads because it's 2 or 3 years before they might get that opportunity again. And the Conference, for instance, it's virtually the Football League now. So it is difficult, and anybody who's worth the salt at them levels are on contract, and cost money, and then it's the wages on top. And I'm not saying, the club have not said no to me on any of them, but it's the big problem you've got. It's not attracting players to the club; it's attracting players to the league for the level of player we require now. It's no, as I say, we've got good players, but to get that the Michael Wilde type player who's played in the Conference, they're not going to want to not want to come play in this league if they're currently playing in the Conference or the Conference North. But that's something that I've got to work on. We hopefully got a lad coming in on loan from Crewe on Wednesday. That's barring no injuries for Crewe today. We've got an agreement in place there. Hopefully that'll happen, because I think the middle of midfield is probably our, if I'm brutally honest at the moment, our weakest area. And it has been since the start of the season. Although, we've got the players on paper to go in there and do the roles in there. We've had a few injuries, to be fair. Andy Baird just had a torrid time with injury since he arrived, but at the end of the day, it's my job, and I've got to get these people in. I'm as frustrated as the crowd, and I fully understand. Our home form has been diabolical in terms of results. I don't think, I think there's enough shots on target and different things today, but it doesn't help when you come away with up against one of the bottom sides again, and we haven't brought the results out.
And of course, the name Judge, Adam Judge, their goalkeeper, Judge synonymous with non-stick pans, but everything stuck today.
Yes, he was fantastic. To be fair to the goalie, but we've got to work harder to create easier chances, better chances. But my big thing is what you hit on before, taking away all the football and the results. It's about individuals' performances, and that is the thing that I can't bear. As I just said to them in there, I'll take anyone having a bad game, but you can talk. But what I won't have is people going and hiding when I need you. We're winning 1-0 at home, and all I want you to do is go and hold on for a 1-0. When they scored, they got a free kick. We were still trying to get back to defend the free kick. They took a quick one, it's gone out there. We're still trying to get back when the ball's in the back of our net, which is not good enough. All I can say is the fans come here and pay good money to come in and watch the team, and our last two league performances have been not good enough, not up to the standard that's, but and I'll be doing everything I can to put that right.